Megan Barth about, and that is about voter integrity. She has been a champion for voter integrity, here in the state of Nevada and around the country. She has been out there on the firing line, and we've got another election coming. We have candidates. Sam Brown was on with us today. He's running for the Senate. Trying to unseat Catherine Cortez Masto. And tomorrow we'll be joined by Adam Laxalt. And he has just joined the race for the U.S. Senate. That should be a lively affair. So, hey, stay where you are. We got a ton to do. And believe it or not, this is one of these days when we may have to call my boss, Marty Bash, and say, can we get an extra hour? Come on, just give us an extra 45 minutes, because we really do. We got so much stuff to do. And the audio sound bites are all over the place. We'll get to that and more coming up as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get? That's right. You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Former President George W. Bush is urging the U.S. government to act quickly to help at-risk Afghans. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Bush says the government has the legal authority to cut the red tape for refugees, and he calls on the U.S. to secure their safe passage without bureaucratic delay. In a joint statement with former First Lady Laura Bush, the former president expressed a deep sadness over the events in Afghanistan. Bush, who launched the war on terror in Afghanistan after the September 11th attacks in 2001, also commended U.S. troops, veterans, and diplomats for their years of courageous service. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The state epidemiologist in Mississippi says about 20,000 students there are currently quarantined for coronavirus exposure.
That is 4.5% of the public school population in Mississippi.
We are in trouble.
Dr. Luann Woodward, Vice Chancellor for Health Affairs at the University of Mississippi Medical Center, says this is preventable.
In order for October and November to look different than August looks, and the way that September will look, we have to do something. And what that is we have to get vaccinated.
State Health Officer Dr. Thomas Dobbs says the Delta variant is different.
We're seeing a lot of people in ICU, 20s, 30s, 40s. Instead of seeing women bury their parents, we're seeing women bury their children.
A second parking garage field hospital has been set up at the University of Mississippi Medical Center. I'm Ed Donahue.
Haitian officials raised the death toll from the deadly weekend earthquake by more than 500 on Tuesday, after Tropical Storm Grace forced a temporary halt to search and rescue efforts, a delay that fed growing anger and frustration among thousands who were left homeless. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 287 points, the Nasdaq dropped 137. More at townhall.com.
The United States has killed Osama bin Laden. Hours after that announcement, the White House leaked that it was SEAL Team 6 that carried out the operation. Al-Qaeda placed bounties on the heads of all Navy SEALs. Then, just 3 months later,
Extortion 17 requested permission to take off.
A U.S. Army helicopter carrying many from SEAL Team 6 and others enter the Tagi Valley.
I saw flash, you seen flash? Anybody out there? We have a fallen angel. A fallen angel. Roger.
Extortion 17, the provocative new film telling the story of the largest loss of life in U.S. Special Forces history. Now playing on SalemNow.com. Questions quickly arise. Why did it take 17 minutes to fly a 10-minute mission? Was there a black box on board?
Every American should be taught about what happened in Extortion 17.
What really happened to SEAL Team 6 that dreadful night? Fallen Angel, Extortion 17, the story most Americans don't know. Watch exclusively at SalemNow.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
It's 5:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Large venues like Allegiant Stadium and T-Mobile Arena could opt out of Nevada's indoor mask mandate by requiring proof of COVID-19 vaccinations. Governor Sisolak's latest directive allows venues with more than 4,000 seats, which require fans to at least be partially vaccinated, to drop the mask mandate for those who are fully vaccinated. The governor also said venues using that option can administer vaccines outside an event to allow unvaccinated attendees to enter. After the governor issued the new directive, the Raiders announced fans will be required to present proof of their COVID-19 vaccination to attend games at Allegiant Stadium. Team officials say the policy will be in effect for the first regular season home game, the Monday night football game, September 13th, against the Baltimore Ravens. The Raiders are suggesting fans use the Clear app and Health Pass feature to prove that they've been vaccinated. The Raiders are the first NFL team to announce that vaccine, no mask policy. Nevada's two-week positivity rates currently as it 16.2%.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Quick check of the traffic cams. There's a lot of congestion on that transition ramp. Those leaving Interstate 15 northbound, which is bad enough. Then you go over to 515 eastbound, and you also have lane restrictions once you get there as well. So very slow both directions at the Spaghetti Bowl.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one, time is running out. Number two,
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
It's why Tuesday is so much fun on Live and Local, and it's because Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com joins us. And Megan, all of us have been horrified by the pictures coming out of Afghanistan, and especially at the airport in Kabul. Your thoughts on what you've seen? I get a sense this does not surprise you, does it?
Well, it's definitely Trump's fault, don't you know?
Oh, everything is. Everything is.
Right. Like Trump would ever leave Americans behind. You know, Democrats have a history of leaving Americans behind. I can think of the most recent history being Benghazi. But this time they left 10 to 30,000 Americans behind. I've seen different reports. And this morning, I guess, they called the Americans who had reached out to them that have been stranded by Joe Biden's administration in Afghanistan under Taliban rule. I guess the State Department contacted these people and said, yep, we're going to send a plane, but you're on your own for your own safety, and we can't guarantee your safety if you make it to the airport.
And by the way, they were
really quick to shove a C-17 full of Afghan, mostly men, and get them over to Wisconsin and Texas. So the Afghan men took priority than over our own Americans in this administration.
That's incredible. That is absolutely incredible. And it is so obvious what's going on. And in fact, being able to tell Americans and others, all you got to do is just come to the airport. And who's surrounding the airport? The Taliban. I mean, did anybody think this through?
Well, if they did, I certainly wouldn't want them to think things through ever again on anything. I wouldn't want them to plan a bunko party.
Do you?
Have you ever seen, you know, after 20 years, I guess I kind of expected to have a clean evacuation plan. I didn't expect a president or a commander in chief, actually, at the time to just cut and run and leave millions of dollars of high-end military equipment in the hands of the terrorists that we are originally supposed to defeat.
Oh, and by the way, do you remember when the president just a couple of days ago said, oh, there are 300,000 people, members of the military, they're well-equipped, they even have an Air Force, and the Taliban doesn't have an Air Force. Well, they do now.
Oh, they have a beautiful Air Force. They have helicopters. They have drones. They have rifles. They have all of the military tanks, Humvees. They've got all of our equipment. We paid for all of that equipment to put them back into terrorist hands. And I don't think that there's many people out there, unless your last name is Cheney, that want these forever wars. I'm not for nation building. Never was. Didn't understand it. When you go into war, you're supposed to win the war and get the hell out and take, you know, the winner takes the trophy, whether that be oil, whether that be poppy. So what's going to happen now is because of how Afghanistan is situated and under Taliban rule, is China is already the largest supplier of fentanyl through our southern border, outside of Mexico. So here we go. How do you make fentanyl from opium?
Mm.
What are poppies? Opium fields.
Unbelievable.
This was an absolute, unmitigated disaster that could have been avoided if they simply had an evacuation plan and destroyed. Do you know what else they left behind, Kevin? Not only did they leave millions of dollars of equipment, military equipment, for terrorists, they left sensitive documents. What, we couldn't afford a shredder. No one was there shredding documents. So the intel agencies left behind not only the embassy, which cost us nearly $1 billion to build. Obviously, that wasn't built under President Trump. President Trump would have never, ever left Americans behind.
I want to switch gears with you. Governor Sisolak yesterday addressed the state and unveiled a new plan that essentially amounts to a mask and a vaccine mandate. And then the Raiders came out with their own plan. CES has its own plan. What do you think of this plan, in particular the Raiders one, where if you don't have the vaccine, you don't get into the game?
Does that include the players that are from opposing teams that are visiting and the entire organizational staff
Ooh.
Of those opposing teams?
Ooh. I hadn't even thought of that. Would they fall under this too? Good question.
I posed to the Raiders organization on Twitter after they just made the announcement that the owner made the announcement that he's going to give refunds to those ticket holders that don't want to wear masks or be vaccinated. I was under the assumption why we went into this mask, this useless mask charade again, what now for a month, that people were masking because people with the vaccine can get COVID. They actually can get COVID. The CDC has already determined that. And that's why we were all under this stupid mask mandate. Again, total useless mask mandate. So if you get the vaccination, you can still get COVID. But now you don't need to wear a mask. You know, the science shouldn't change every day.
And it keeps changing every hour of every
Correct.
Day. That's the amazing thing. You saw where Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, tested positive for COVID-19. He supposedly was fully vaccinated. What does it tell you? To me, it just creates more doubt of the value of the vaccine.
Well, and so did Lindsey Graham. No one can tell me that synthetic herd immunity is better than natural herd immunity. All you keep hearing Dr. Fauci and the other bureaucrats at the CDC and Democrats saying is that, well, we can only reach herd immunity if you get the shot. Well, why can't we reach herd immunity if we get sick? We still have a 99.6% chance of surviving this virus if you're of a certain age. And do you know how many people under the age of 35 died from COVID, Kevin? 10,000. Now, if you ask a Democrat, they'd want you to believe it was 1 million or 100,000 or 200,000. No. In 330 million people in this country, under the age of 35, died of COVID, 10,000 people. Australia, because we're going to be Australia just locked down the whole entire country for one death. You cannot get 100% eradication of a virus. Just like the flu. Remember the flu vaccine? They used to call it the flu shot, but now I guess everything's called a vaccine, so we'll just call it the flu vaccine. The flu shot, or vaccine, is only 50% effective. And more kids die from the flu than have died from COVID. More people have died from the flu than of COVID. And that's why I wonder why a synthetic herd immunity is somehow being pushed on the populace instead of a natural herd immunity. No one can tell me that synthetic is better than natural.
Well, we are going to continue to follow this story. The one thing I will say is that to me there is more doubt out there about the vaccine, about the mask mandate, and yet we keep getting vaccine mandates, mask mandates. Is there some deeper reason why they're trying to do this? Is this a power thing or what?
Well, first of all, people are hesitant to get the vaccine for a multiple of reasons, specifically in the minority communities. It could be a distrust of the government. It could be the fact that they've already had COVID, where they have a natural immunity. And a study came out of England today, I believe it was, that if you already have herd immunity, if you already had COVID-19 and you get the vaccine, you have a 4 times greater chance of having severe complications from that shot than someone who did not have COVID and get the jab. So the purpose behind, I believe, is to control the population. Because once you control a person's health, you control that person's life. And that has always been the socialist goal. They started with Obamacare, and now what they're doing is using a virus that cannot be eradicated. You will never get 100% eradication, just like you won't get 100% vaccination. It will not be eradicated. So what they're doing now is that they can just track you. Remember contact tracing? Now you're going to get your vaccine card, and they're going to digitize it. And they're going to put it on a clear pass with a QR code like they're doing in Australia. And then guess what happens then? They have your entire health information, and then the government can determine whether or not you should get care. And as a matter of fact, the government is already determining, as well as hospitals that are getting huge rewards from government handouts. For example, a pregnant woman has a cardiac problem. She's 5 months pregnant. This is a true story. She goes in. The cardiologist will not see her, even though she's masked, because she does not have a vaccination.
Wow.
This is what communist China does. And it doesn't fall on my deaf ears to realize and to accept and to acknowledge that this is where the communist virus came from. China. China makes 95% of our antibiotics. This is all about control. And the fact that Governor Sisolak came out today and said that it was probably one of the worst statements I've ever seen. It was so contradictory in itself. He basically said that Nevada's economy, here we go, I'll read you the tweet. It is encouraging to see so many businesses and organizations, from CES to Raiders, taking the initiative to require vaccination for their events. Our economy has grown at one of the fastest rates in the country. We can't slow down now. So without any proof, Nevada Governor Sisolak claims that vaccine passports will help the Vegas economy. But in the next sentence, he said, without vaccine passports, we had some of the fastest growth. So we're doing fine. We're doing fine without vaccine passports. So it's not a revenue problem. It's a control problem.
Wow. Megan, if folks want to find out what you're up to, what you're writing about, where you're appearing, TV and radio and all of that, and your weekly newsletter, how do they reach out to you?
ReaganBabe.com. You can find my daily news section there. It's the top 10 news articles of the week, updated weekly. They'll get my newsletter every Sunday evening. They can follow me on Twitter at ReaganBabe, on Facebook at ReaganBabe, on Instagram at TheReaganBabe.
Megan, always good. Thank you, darling. We will talk again next week.
Very good, Kevin. Thank you.
Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
A unique blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Get the info you need to know with the KMZQ Newsflash, proudly sponsored by DeCastro Verde Law Group Personal Injury. Alex and Orlando DeCastro Verde will stand by you every step of the way, and their family will fight for yours.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. Now, there are many kinds of risk when it comes to our finances. The amount of risk we have in our portfolios should go down as we get older. Well, here to help us understand risk in retirement is America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, what can we do to make sure that we aren't taking too much risk or too little risk in our retirement?
We look at the risk, Steve, and it's one of the three financial termites: risk, fees, and commissions. All three of those can do so much damage to your portfolio. Think about horse races. They have the rider, the jockey on there, right? And let's say you watch a horse race, and there's one horse lagging way behind. Horse looks real in-shape horse, really nice horse. The only problem is the jockey on the horse is about 100 pounds bigger than all the other jockeys.
This is a problem.
And so I look at that as the fat jockey being risk, fees, and commissions. It's pulling down your portfolio. So what do? You get rid of the jockey. There's nothing wrong with a horse a lot of times. So what we have to do is just redesign our thought process many times, making sure we have a strategic development process when we build our retirement plans. So we need to look at our tax returns to make sure we're not overpaying there on taxes. We need to look at our investments to make sure we're not overpaying fee-wise, again, financial termites. We need to establish our retirement income goal, money we need to enjoy retirement in. And then we need to analyze our current investments to establish the real cost and fees and the calculated risk exposure level. Based on the risk you're taking right now, what happens when the market goes the wrong way? A lot of people saw that. Let's get that out of the way. Let's design that principal protection plan and that market correction action plan and your total retirement plan. I'll do all of those. It's over $1,000 value for the next 10 callers who call right now. You also get 3 book set.
Don't miss out on this one. 888-702-6932. Call 888-702-6932. You can also text the word Vegas to 600-700. Text Vegas to 600-700.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair. Call now. 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086. Or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair. Now you know.
Politics is broken. It doesn't take much to see the way partisan politics so often put the priorities of the political class ahead of those of everyday Nevadans. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute. Politics have failed Nevadans for far too long, with both Republicans and Democrats letting down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. Isn't it time we start putting ideas, started putting policy ahead of the politics and the politicians? Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn how we're doing just that. As a nonpartisan, nonprofit organization, Nevada Policy has put ideas over politics for the last 30 years. And moving forward, free market, pro-liberty solutions, regardless of the political landscape. Partner with us at NevadaPolicy.org and help us build a movement that focuses on the ideas that will make a difference. This Nevada Policy update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hear inspiring stories that are part of the American landscape every night at 10 on Our American Stories. Everyone has a story to tell, and master storyteller Lee Habib tells them on AM 670 KMZQ.
newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6.